All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory, so let's go ahead and get started. This month is pretty much my, I guess you could say, my wild card month, where I'll just be playing whatever the hell needs to be played to kind of finish things up. So you might be getting more Lust Theory than normal. You also might be getting a lot of other games that you normally don't get around this time. I guess I figured the best time to announce it would be now, since the Lust Theory video is very freaking popular. Alright, let's get started. Although there's nothing I can do at this point, stepmother already made up her mind.
Megan looks at you for backup, but is met with guilty silence.
So, we watching the movie or not?
Yes, we are.
With that, the two of them move to the couch. Megan keeps standing in place, clearly unhappy about the new course of events.
Move! You're blocking the TV!
With a huff and a puff, Megan sits down next to Jessica.
Great! Now I'll have to be in the middle of the battlefield.
You take your position, sitting between Elizabeth and Megan.
Is everyone ready? I'm pressing play.
Finally!
The movie starts and you fall back into the couch, enjoying the Christmas atmosphere. Christmas in late spring? Genius.
Jesus fucking Christ, I'm on fire!
Combination of a being bundled together on the couch and a thick coat results in you sweating profusely.
It's only the first third of the movie. But if I take it off, there's a chance they'll do the same. And not in the way I'd want them to. Ugh, it's really hot. Although I should start getting used to it, since hell is where I'm going anyway. I'll just not think about it. Yeah, don't think about it.
10 minutes later.
What's that smell?
Everyone starts sniffing the air, trying to detect where the scent is coming from.
I think it's coming from you.
Probably. This coat is really thick.
Can't be that bad.
Jessica comes closer to you, taking a whiff of your odor.
Shit, you reek.
Would you like to take it off? I mean, we already took the photo.
Does that mean we can take ours off too?
No!
The girls snap their head towards you, visibly startled.
What I meant is, it'll ruin the Christmassy feel.
But...
I'm gonna take a shower and air out the suit in the meantime. Be right back.
Okay, we'll pause the move.
No need, I'll be quick.
Go already! You're blocking my view!
Your suit jingling with each step you head upstairs.
Jingle bells, your suit smells 100 miles away. Joy to the world. Wow, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. And I am not in the... I would say I'm not in the mood, but obviously I've got a cold. So, you know, you don't want to hear me sing the Christmas carols right now.
Nice voice, Mariah.
Ah! Don't. Oh, God, not that. Oh, Jesus, it's in my head. Oh... What are you doing here?
I need your help.
Is this about the party? Stepmother already...
Yeah, she said I have to stay home. Maybe she changes her mind if you put in a good word?
No offense, but why should I?
'Cause it's your fault I can't go.
Don't blame me for spreading joy.
Listen, you can be a freak in your private time, but why do I have to...
What's so wrong with having an early Christmas party? I mean, we're watching movies, having fun, and you even got a present. I got zero presents, but do you see me being a party pooper? No.
How about I give you a present, making my job in celebrating Christmas done?
The shops are already closed. What could you possibly...
Walking into the shower with you.
Do you really have to ask?
Taking you by surprise, Megan clasps her hand around your soapy dick.
I'm continuing where we left off yesterday, as a gift.
She starts moving her hand back and forth, making you grunt in response.
So you better appreciate it, understood?
Your body temperature is slowly raising, and it isn't because of the shower settings.
Look at your cock becoming rock hard. You like getting your dick cleaned?
Yes.
Soon, the steam becomes thicker and your pants louder.
Shit.
Losing your footing again, you lean towards... and catch yourself with your hand against the shower wall.
Are you okay?
Don't stop believing.
Your plead causes a strange reaction in Megan.
I won't. Amazing. I'm actually loving his reactions.
Megan continues, cleaning your body, bringing you closer and closer to your climax.
Ah, shit.
Your dick starts throbbing and you can't help but close your eyes.
I'm almost there.
But there's more.
Always more. Huh?
Feeling embarrassed, Megan pushes herself back a little bit.
Sorry, what's wrong with me?
Also, where's the music?
When I looked at him, I just had to kiss him.
Taking Megan by surprise, you move her head to meet your eyes again.
It's okay.
You kiss Megan, confirming your statement. Megan carries on with her previous job, making the whole situation 100 times steamier.
Okay.
I want to do more. But if I stay any longer, Zoe's gonna kill me for being so late.
Shit.
Fucking adorable. And hot.
I can't hold it anymore.
You thrust your hips forward, basically pounding Megan's hand. And with one final grunt, ejaculate, hard.
Fuck.
There you go, making a mess again.
Why don't you try cleaning it better?
I'm gonna be late, so I'll leave the rest to you. Until next time.
Megan hops out of the shower, water dripping from her clothes.
Don't forget to rinse.
With that said, she leaves the bathroom to get ready for the party.
I gotta be honest, that's possibly the first present I don't want to return.
Soon after, you finish showering and put the suit back on. Checking Megan's room, you find it empty.
Huh, not here. Maybe she left already. I should go downstairs. Stepmother might be mad, or Elizabeth, rather, might be mad.
Making your way downstairs, you notice the silence that's taken over.
Or not.
You find Elizabeth plastered on the couch, a half-empty bottle of wine next to her. Looking around, you try to spot Jessica or Megan.
Hey, honey.
Oh, she's not asleep yet. Where's Jess?
She left.
Did they fight? You talked to Megan?
Thank you, honey.
What? Thank you. Stepmother, you okay? Or Elizabeth, rather, you okay?
Not getting a response back slightly worries you. So you slowly approach Elizabeth.
Oh, well.
You take off your suit and cover her. Feeling a yawn traveling through your body, you decide to call it a day. As soon as you get to your room, your body flops on the mattress. Sleep comes in a matter of seconds.
I think there might be another one. Maybe they've done multiple Christmas episodes.
The sudden cold wind collides with your cheeks, waking you up.
What in the world?
Your lashes flutter open, letting confusion take the front seat.
What's going on? I gotta be dreaming. Yeah, it's a dream. No need to panic. Okay, it's time to wake up now.
Pinching your arm, the pain goes undetected as the cold remains.
Why am I not waking up?
You come up to your feet, holding onto your body to provide some sort of warmth.
Is this for real? The fuck is this place? How did I...
Looking through your snow-cluttered lashes, you search for any sign of familiarity. Deciding to calm your raging thoughts, you try making sense of your situation.
Okay, since I have no idea how I got here, the first thing I gotta do is find a way home. Damn!
Just thinking of being back in your warm home makes you internally groan.
Oh god! The girls! They must be going crazy from worry. Jessica not so much, but I bet stepmother's losing her shit for both of them. I gotta get home fast and let them know I'm okay. If I don't freeze to death, that is. What was that?
Hearing the sound, you follow the source.
I think it came from...
Instantly, your heart leaps to your throat. Staring you down with its golden eyes, a wolf enters your line of vision.
About to be a dead wolf. It's a wolf!
Standing frozen in fear, you watch as it starts getting closer.
You know what you do? There's a game called Another World, and when the beast starts chasing after you, you might remember, you run. First, let's get the hell out of here.
Without a second thought, you run.
Shit, fuck.
Running through the snow-covered forest, the cold rushes into your lungs, making it hard to breathe.
It'll get me if I even slow down.
Glancing back, chills run down your spine. The bloodthirsty beast hot on your trail.
Shit!
Turning back, your eyes go wide, seeing a log blocking your path.
Fuck, there's no time!
Jumping over the log, the snow makes you stumble. But with danger hot on your trail, you don't stop.
That was close.
Looking back, relief washes over, seeing the wolf falling behind as a result of the log being in its way.
But that won't slow it down. What a dumb animal. Bet I could get away if I put more obstacles in its path.
Plan set. You search for any sort of barrier you can use to your advantage.
There!
You run towards the fallen block of wood while the wolf's savage growl inches closer.
Can't you, like, pick up a fucking tree and... ARF! It's like, come here, bastard! Let's play baseball! I don't think he has the strength of the Hulk, though. Damn, they literally threw us into the hub music for the game. Just whatever's on that playlist, guys, you just, any way to switch it? Whatever, we'll just let it go through the motion. Crap!
The log nears and you get ready.
Quick!
Jumping over the block of wood, last minute, you land steadily on your feet.
Got it. Or made it, rather.
After putting some distance between you and the log, you look back.
It worked!
With no time to rest, you keep running.
Just a bit more.
Knowing the wolf is already back on your track, you continue looking for more obstacles.
My lungs are giving out. I have to think of something fast.
You proceed running in the unknown direction, the cold wind cutting into your skin.
There's another log there. It seems to be bigger than the rest. The wolf should have a hard time getting over that.
Without a second thought, you run faster towards the fallen tree trunk.
Just a little more.
The wolf starts slowly getting tired of the chase.
Now!
Knowing the size of the tree trunk is too high to be jumped over.
You're not Mario.
You spawn and climb as fast as you can.
I can make it.
Splinters dig into your skin, the desperation numbing the pain.
Almost. There.
Just as you see the untouched snow on the other side, a pair of sharp fangs grab hold of your leg.
No!
Clutching onto the log, you lock eyes with the ferocious beast.
Let me go!
You manage shaking its teeth off, freeing your leg.
Ah!
Quickly, you proceed climbing over the log, the other side soon getting within your reach.
Shit!
Jumping steadily on your feet, pain from the bite makes you sharply inhale.
Fucking hell!
Knowing there's no time to waste, you half limp, half run.
That log won't hold him off for long. I need to find a safe place to rest.
Despite the pain, you keep running. The wind howls, reminding you of the wolf searching for its way around the obstacle.
I hear something.
You follow the sound, coming up to a frozen lake.
There's a house there! But what's with this big-ass lake? Looks frozen, though.
Much to your disgust, the wolf soon catches up.
Will I be able to walk across?
Despite the burn spreading across your lungs, you proceed pushing their limit.
There's no time. The log won't hold the wolf back for too long.
Glancing back once again, a ball of black fur enters your line of vision.
Fuck!
Knowing there's no time, you cautiously try out the ice, relief washing over as it doesn't break.
It'll hold!
Proceeding slowly across, happiness courses through your body once the wolf halts at the lake's edge.
Ha! That's what you get!
Finally finding time to calm down, you stroll across the lake.
I barely made it out of there alive. Good thing it got scared of the water. Now I just gotta get to the other side.
Quiet cracks disrupt your train of thought.
What was that?
Looking down to your feet, dread fills your body.
Oh no!
You manage jumping out of the way, last second.
Fucking hell!
Ignoring the pain in your hurt leg, you look back to your previous spot.
I could have fallen in.
A booming thunderclap echoes across the lake. Filling you with extreme anxiety.
A storm too now? Fuck, I need to get off this fucking lake.
Here's a little warning. Follow the sound. Igniting your lungs for another deadly run, you cautiously hurry across the lake.
Fucking hell! It's getting louder.
Following your instincts, you run left.
Maybe I should have went that way?
Suddenly, the ground crumbles beneath your feet. Cold water sucking you in.
Oh, fuck all that.
Your instincts, you run left.
Oh no, not this again.
Digging your nails into the floating ice, you cry in despair as it keeps cracking.
Please.
Soon your legs go numb, the cold taking over your body.
No, someone help. No one comes.
The shivers disappear, the water slowly soothing your body.
I can't.
Your blue fingers glide across the ice. Letting you sink deeper into the cold water.
Someone!
The water cushions your fall, enveloping you into darkness. Soon, your body welcomes the numbness and sleep follows. If you haven't realized already, you are dead. Want to go again?
But...
Yes! Mama didn't raise...
Okay.
Let's go!
Mama didn't raise no quitter.
The sudden cold wind collides.
Oh, you've gotta be fucking kidding me!
Without us glancing, the jumping, looking, jumping over after with you proceed without the wolves, knowing that just as you manage. Igniting your lungs for another day. Following your instincts, you run right.
Oh, okay, so you're supposed to play this with headphones, and basically you'll hear it in your right ear, you hear it in your left ear. I'm gonna really try to do this. Maybe I should have went that way.
The lake emerges on the other side, stopping you mid-thought.
Scratch that.
In that moment, you decide to solely rely on your instincts and continue running across the lake.
Almost there. They're over there on the left side.
Having complete trust in your intuition, you run right. Suddenly, the ground crumbled.
Oh, damn it to hell.
Complete trust in your
I looked at the cracks! Jeez, damn it, I tell you what, this motherfucker.
As another bone-chilling wind, you looked as... Jumping over the after with you, Chris. Without us, the wolf starts.
But they got one of these for
knowing
St. Patrick's Day. You gotta fight leprechauns or something. The Easter Bunny is coming after you. Just a bit more.
Once again, the sound of ice cracking beneath your feet intensifies.
It's gonna break.
Based on
suddenly, oh, motherfucker!
The cold, digging your nails into the floating ice, but not the your the walk suit if what?
Yeah, what?
Let's get this up.
Jesus, Christmas. And there comes the damn wolf!
Without glancing at the jumping, looking back, climbing up, you run. Jump after with you proceed without the wolf. Knowing just as
did I say go right?
Running.
Yeah, I made it.
Meters separate you from safety of solid ground, and you can't help but sigh in relief.
Almost.
Suddenly, around you and the relief gets replaced by pure horror.
Fuck!
You close your eyes, relying on the last bits of strength remaining, and throw your body across the few last meters.
Ah!
The snow cushions your fall, a smile appearing on your lips once the familiar feeling of solid ground touches your body.
Ha! I did it!
Scrambling to your feet, you watch as the entire lake emerges beneath the ice, putting you at a safe distance away from the wolf.
That was fucking terrifying, but I did it!
Not wanting to spend a minute longer next to your almost coffin, you proceed towards the cabin.
Shit, so cold! Can't wait to get inside! I just hope someone's home! But seeing how there's smoke coming from the chimney, it seems like a safe bet.
With the odds apparently in your favor, you don't waste another second and announce yourself.
Hello? Anyone there?
Knocking on the wooden door, you wait for a response. However, upon not getting one, confusion takes over.
Hello?
Unable to hold out in the cold any longer, you disregard common manners and twist the doorknob.
I'm letting myself in.
Sudden warmth collides with your cheeks and you shakily fill your lungs with air.
Oh God, so warm! Fire!
You don't waste time teleporting in front of the fireplace.
Yes, that's it! Oh God, this feels good!
As warmth enters your body again, you take notice of your surroundings.
Someone has to be living here. I mean, besides the fire being lit, it looks too clean to be abandoned.
While looking around, you acknowledge a slightly burnt paper in the corner of the fireplace.
What's that?
After letting it cool off a little, you grab the paper, trying to decrypt its content.
The list? List of what? Why does it have so many names written on it? It seems important. Why would someone burn it?
Suddenly, unfamiliar voices grab your attention, alarming you.
Someone's coming!
You quickly hide behind a lit-up tree, trying to breathe as quietly as possible. Two figures come to view, but your eyes stay set on the luscious body of the unknown woman.
Damn! She's beautiful. Kinda reminds me of someone, I just can't put my finger on it.
As their voices grow louder, your concentration turns itself back on.
Gertrude, you know that isn't what I meant.
What did you mean, Nicholas? You said I keep bothering you from dusk until dawn. When was I bothering you exactly? When I cook? When I clean? When I sit in the house alone while you go around the world visiting other women?
We talked about this. I do that once a year. Then I always come back home to you.
Where were you last year, then? I waited the whole night, but you never came back.
There was traffic.
In the sky, Nicholas?
Ah, that must mean there's an airport near here.
The only thing I ask of you is to spend more time with me. I can't even remember the last time we had sex.
What are you talking about? We had sex a week. Never mind.
Did you just confuse me with someone else?
You know what? I'm done talking to you. You're getting nothing for Christmas this year.
Carol? Jessica? Answer me. Are you that put off by me that you need to go around fucking other women? You're insufferable.
The man walks over to the door, ignoring his wife, and leaves.
Nicholas? Come back here! Nicholas! I'm not done
The door slams closed, making the woman go silent.
Shit, that was intense. I hope she's okay.
Right on mark. Sobs bounce against the walls. The woman continues bawling her eyes out, crashing to the floor.
I feel bad leaving a crying woman alone in this situation, but it's best for me to just get out of here and find a way home, right?
Seeing how her sobs are loud enough for you to sneak out unnoticed, you take the chance.
I don't think she'll react positively with a stranger hiding and eavesdropping on her.
Seeing how her sobs are loud enough for you to sneak out unnoticed, you take the chance.
I don't think she'll react You slowly and cautiously make your way towards the door. Man, they didn't even finish this. Maybe I should borrow some more clothes? Who knows how long it'll take me to find my way home. Not to mention the wolf. I should gear up or something.
Deep in your thoughts, you don't notice a toy right beneath your feet. The squeak makes you jump away, resulting in you tumbling onto the floor.
Fucking hell!
Nicholas!
Panic strikes. Like a deer caught in the headlights, you watch as the woman lifts her head towards you.
You're not Nicholas.
Busted. Actually.
Straightening up, you shake the nerves and speak up.
My name is Grim.
Anxiety replaces the sadness in her eyes as she looks at you terrified.
Who are you?
Please, don't be scared. I mean no harm.
You tell the woman about your confusing situation, and by the end of your explanation, her once scared expression turns pitiful.
Oh, you poor...
You poor thing.
Whoops.
Wait, are you hurt?
The wolf got me at one point, but it's only a scratch.
Quick! You have to disinfect it.
Going around the kitchen table, you watch as she rummages around the cupboards, searching for something.
She's reacting much better than I thought she would. Not to mention acting like she didn't fight with her husband minutes ago.
Coming back with the first aid kit, she lays it in front of you.
There. This should do it.
Thank you.
Need help? Cleaning your wound, I mean.
Oh no, I can do it on my own.
Okay. But let me make you some tea, at least.
I couldn't. I'm already intruding as it is.
Nonsense. After everything you've been through, a warm cup of tea will bring you back to life.
Okay, but then I'm leaving. I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Honey, not like you have much of a choice.
What do you mean?
Let's just say your only chance of getting out of here is with my husband's, car.
Oh. Will that be okay? I mean, after everything.
Don't you worry about it. I'll talk to him.
Thanks. Oh, I was meaning to ask, where is this place?
North Pole.
North what now?
Yeah. Welcome to the North Pole.
I heard it right?
How you ended up here is beyond me. But don't you worry about a thing. I'll make sure you get home safe and sound.
Realizing you're stranded in the middle of nowhere, you take Gertrude up on her offer.
Here we go.
The aroma fills your nostrils, making you relax instantly.
God, that smells so good!
Thank you. It's homemade.
You take a sip, your body warming up momentarily.
So fucking good.
Glad you like it.
Your husband is one lucky man.
The words bounce off your tongue before you can stop them, regretting it immediately.
I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing? Oh, you heard.
Really? I didn't mean to eavesdrop. Ouch!
Oh, dear.
Bolting to her feet, quickly comes over, napkins in hand.
Are you?
Oh, that's not...
It must be burning.
She dabs the paper against your clothes, trying to get the water out.
No, I'm really okay.
Shush. We'll be done in a minute.
Instinctively, you snatch her hands before she presses down on your bulge, surprising her.
Wait!
We have to get it out right away.
With all due respect, if you continue, we'll have a new problem.
Taking your words in, suddenly a blush decorates her cheeks.
Oh. Wait, does he? I'm sorry.
I know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Not the first time I got that reaction. Nice to see ladies of all ages appreciate a good cock when they see one.
Did I get all the water out?
It'll dry out soon.
Unacceptable.
Despite the awkwardness, Gertrude comes up to her feet, determination evident on her face.
Take your clothes off.
What?
I'll put them next to the fireplace. You can't go outside like that. You'll get sick for sure. No buts.
Seeing she won't back down, you sigh in defeat.
I'll go get you some dry clothes.
No! Don't! I'll be fine.
But...
Please, I'll feel uncomfortable. I already feel like I'm imposing.
That's what you want.
After taking your clothes off, Gertrude takes it upon herself to put them next to the fire.
There we go. It shouldn't take long for it to dry.
Thank you.
Coming back to her seat, she can't help glancing at your package.
Yes, it's all wrapped and ready for Christmas.
That can't be right. Did he get turned on or something? I mean, he can't be that big, right?
Right?
Soon, awkwardness fills the room, making you shift in your chair.
I don't think she knows how obvious she's being. She must be feeling weird with accidentally touching my dick.
Putting it upon yourself to get the conversation rolling again.
So, how did you get around this place?
Oh, well...
The conversation flows comfortably as you wait for your clothes to dry. While enjoying each other's company, you don't notice time flying by.
It's already gotten dark? I don't want to mention her husband, but I should really start getting home.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure.
But be honest with me, okay?
Of course.
Do you find me attractive?
Her question leaves you speechless for a second.
I'm sorry, what?
I know it's a weird question to ask a stranger. But, actually, never mind. It was a dumb thing to ask. Obviously, you wouldn't find an older woman attractive.
Oh, she's far from old. No, that's not it.
Your answer surprises her.
You just caught me off guard.
So, you think I'm pretty?
Pretty? Try fucking beautiful.
You're overselling it a bit.
Yeah, I think he is too. Alright guys, so that's all we've got for right now. Now, if I could have got past that lake a little faster, we'd have seen more, but that lake took some time, guys. I think I can go ahead and save it now. I think we should be okay to do that. I don't know. Yeah, there's a million pages on this thing, so we'll just make another one. But alright, guys. So this is the Grimlord, and we will see you next time for more Lust Theory Christmas. Trust me, guys, there's a lot more Lust Theory. You just have no idea how much more we have of this game. We'll be on it to 2026 at least. So, at any rate, this is the Grimlord. We'll see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more or less Fairy Christmas. Stay tuned. I'm out.